T-minus 1 minute. T-minus 50 seconds. T-minus 40 seconds. T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds.
Own it, own it, Kong. I own it. It did.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
On the planet, you guys, what is up? Of course, it is Monday night. We are here. I was not here last Monday. So I am back. I was not. I am back with my tag partner tonight, who is holding it down along with Al and Mika during the WrestleMania week. Lord. And it just keeps going. What did you think about, with everything that we were hearing, allegedly, right? What did you think about tonight's show overall compared to all the chaos that happened last week?
I would say that it was a lot better versus last week. I can't even tell you what the fuck was going on last week because...
That's fair.
There were other people that were in charge, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Oh, I know, Eddie. I'm gonna have to fend for myself with the fact that you're not gonna be able to cover any of those shows.
Oh yeah, because you get the best. Eddie gets the best.
I literally grab your like all the time. Any photos that you post covering the shows, I literally use them. Because you're the only one that follows suit for me. Other than that, everybody else just, I don't know. I had to figure it out this week.
And of course, we have Mika in the building, one of our hosts and writers here, holding it down for AEW Dynamite, Turnbuckle Glam, and now Ring of Honor. So make sure you check out all those shows. But yes, tonight was very interesting. We see Ray, of course, who was just inducted into the Hall of Fame for this year, but then he shortly interrupted by his son, Dominic, who he defeated at WrestleMania, to be exact. And then we get to a match between Finn and Ray. Of course, Finn picking up the win here, and just a lot of chaos, a lot of distraction. I think Ray was outnumbered, but I think Finn is just... coming off of that loss with Edge, I think we see the aggression tonight. What did you think about this match?
I thought it was really, really good. I mean, I don't mind seeing Finn nor Ray at all whatsoever. I was fairly disappointed, you know, seeing Finn come out in his, you know, pants. And, you know, it just like, you know, I thought that, you know, I was gonna be able to see more, but I guess not. I guess the trunks up for no more. It's such a sad time. But this was a really good match, despite Dominic trying his way to interfere as possible. And obviously still holding on to the fact that you lost to your dad. You can't be mad at nobody but yourself as the fact that you lost. You need to do better. And you need to step to your father like a man, and grow some balls like your dad said, and let's have a rematch. But you didn't want to do that, so you decided to send Finn. And shout out to Finn for having like 14 stitches and dealing with his a calf injury and stuff like that too, and still come out here and put on a really nice match with Ray. So I don't mind it. I enjoyed it.
Definitely did. And then we move on. Of course, Maxine is still obsessed with Otis, and Otis, and it seems like he has signed on contract with the Maxine Male Models. I think Otis is very marketable. He's a good talker. If you guys saw the Snickers commercial, I don't know. But obviously he was getting prepared with his tag team match, of course, with his partner, Chad Gable. But of course, this is Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. And my God, before the show, Lita couldn't even make it to her match tonight. She was attacked, as Santana would say, allegedly. And she's seen here helped by Adam Pearce, Liv, and Raquel. Now, this is very interesting because now Becky needs a partner, obviously. But we'll get into that a little more as we, you know, talk about their match. But it's none other than Trish. Was this kind of, did you feel like this was like, oh, you know, like, of course it's going to be Trish? Or did you think that it was going to?
I could say that I'd be okay. Maybe I thought that maybe Lita, like, no, I can do the match, blah, blah. But to see Trish literally step in and say, well, you know what? My bestie is down. I'm going to, you know, we're going to defend these tag titles against Liv and Raquel, and we're going to do what we need to do right here. Obviously, there's already seemed to be some little bit of a tension between Becky and Trish as we, you know, of course, progress within the match with these two. But it was just a matter of time where, you know, you just really can't, you know, trust Trish Stratus at all whatsoever.
I was really surprised at how early we got this match, too.
I wasn't expecting this to be. I thought it was going to be like, of course, like maybe 8 o'clock or something, you know. But second match of the night, and this is happening. It's like, yeah, something's got to happen. There's no way.
Obviously, something. But then we get to the match. It was supposed to be Lita and Becky, but Lita, of course, like we said, was injured, taken out of the match, sent to the hospital, and replaced with Trish, coincidentally, to take on the team of Liv and Raquel. Now, Liv and Raquel have been getting a lot of momentum. Even though they did not win their match, they had a really great showing last week when they won their match to qualify to go after the tag team titles. So I think Raquel and Liv, they look good together. They do good together. But in a shocking, and I'm saying shocking because the reason why we got here is because Liv Morgan rolled up Trish Stratus. Literally. Like.
Laughs in Sasha Banks. Well, Sasha Banks did get rolled up by Liv too, but oh. but facts. Okay, so loser.
Everybody's been talked about Liv is crazy.
That's sad, Rhonda. You know. But I was not. I thought maybe they would have like not let them win. You know what I'm saying? But even like talking about the match itself, I'm not gonna even lie, guys. It was not that great. It wasn't. I mean, Becky and Trish. There were so many things happening in this match that's just not working. There were spots that was supposed to be happening that just didn't cross over the way that maybe they kind of probably tried to do or whatever. But it just didn't work out. But for Trish to lose in a goddamn roll up, girl.
I honestly.
Wow.
It's already hard for me to even like watch This was just undeniably, and I don't know if they were doing the botches and the missed spots to seem like they didn't have chemistry.
Yeah.
But it was just not that good. I mean, like Becky and Becky, Raquel and Liv, they had a good showing. But from what we were seeing from Trish, it was just like, well, it's mind-boggling.
You know, like she was just like doing stuff, like going for the pin, and Becky's gonna do a crossbody or a leg drop or some shit.
Yeah,
you know, just it was just there wasn't any like chemistry with her and Trish being a tag versus how it was with her and Lita. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, even with Trish and like doing stuff with like Raquel and doing a little bit stuff with Liv, it just wasn't there. And I think that more so because Trish was kind of probably like, you know what, I'm gonna go out here, I'm just gonna do some shit, and you know what, whatever the fuck happens, if we fucking lose, bitch, I'm gonna act like I'm mad, and then I'm gonna knock the hell out of somebody.
Or part
two, and it was that was even botched.
Yeah,
girl.
Well, shout out to Liv and Raquel.
Shout out to them.
I mean,
Raquel gonna hold more tag titles than anybody on them.
Than anybody,
girl.
And please. Honestly, I don't mind it. I think they did a great job. Mm-hmm. But what happened after the match, I think, really had a lot of people talking. For one, Trish goes and attacks Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, right? But the most interesting thing is that chick kick, like you said, it saved her. Because even the attack was just not like...
It didn't even feel for it. I don't know if she was like out of breath or something, or what, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, I don't mind heel Trish, because I mean she's great on the mic. Heel Trish, yeah. She got slapped around a lot for saying a lot of bogus things to those girls back in the day. Honestly, she really did.
Yeah.
But I know people did wish for this to happen at Mania. Some people thought that maybe it was gonna be like towards like Backlash or something. But it didn't. I think for me, because of how the match went, the leading up to afterwards of the heel turn or Trish attacking Becky, it just really just seems like it was just like, okay, we gotta do something real quick just so we can progress this story between Becky and Trish. But it also writes itself, because of course we know last year Becky and Trish did have their own little situation going on too. Mm-hmm. So it also just say that, well, you know what, I didn't forget what you said to me, Becky, or how you made, or how you treated me last year. So now I'm going to play in your face. I'm going to play Team Bestie with my bestie and act as if like I truly cared, as the fact that you're teaming with someone I used to beat the hell out of too. But we just friends in real life. We cool, you know?
Yeah.
I honestly, like I said, I think that Lita and Trish set up Becky.
Hmm.
So
I don't know. It could be. I don't know. I don't know if we even still know who attacked Lita. I do think it is Trish.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a good point to think, you know, it could
be the same way how Nikki and Natty was when Nikki got attacked and nobody knew who it was, come to find out it was Natty. Because she took and she replaced her in that match that night.
She did.
So
you did kind of similar, you know, with some things we've seen in NXT. I think with this one, there's just gonna be, obviously, I'm sure we'll get Becky versus Trish.
Oh, of course.
In some capacity. And then after the match, Byron Saxton tries to get a message, a word, just anything from Trish, and she just doesn't say anything. She walks past very abruptly. You can feel there's something lingering. Not sure what it is, but I'm sure we'll find out in the later weeks. But of course, we have to keep it with the women. Bayley was telling Dakota and Io that she was actually put in a triple threat match between Piper and Meechan, and whoever wins will face Bianca. Mm-hmm. But Io wasn't really feeling that. Io was like, you've had your turn. What about one of us? What about me or Dakota? Quick pause here. Shout out to Bayley for this absolutely stunning look. This color is very cute. The jumpsuit is very cute. Hair, makeup, everything. Bailey's really coming into her own with the fashion and looking like a star and everything. But EO, Bailey goes back and talks to Adam Pearce, and she puts EO in the match. And it seems like everyone's happy, but I think something's brewing slowly in this. But before we talk more about their match, we have to get back to a little of the men's action. Bobby Lashley and Bronson Reed. Girl, big, meaty, slappy men, honey, throwing their ass around the ring. Like, what?
Anybody's.
Bronson, y'all are gonna like, y'all really trying to make us like this man. I don't have a problem with him.
Obviously.
But like, damn, like, it wasn't a bad match, but it was just too big, you know? Big, meaty man. Bobby Lashley gets the victory.
Well, they didn't end up in the count out because they both out there continuing to fight each other and still got their slow brawl that they had and all this shit right there. I'm like, I guess, yeah.
That is right, because I just remember seeing Bobby like standing up or doing something outside the ring, and then, yeah. But good for them. Shout out to them. No one loses, right? Anyway, Cody Rhodes comes out, and he talks to us, and, you know, a lot of people are still not over the fact that he lost to Roman Reigns. I know a lot of people took it to the heart, and one of those people was Cody Rhodes himself. So he had a lot to say, but his focus was not really on Roman. And this is why I say SummerSlam. His focus was on Brock Lesnar, who surprisingly attacked him last week, almost leaving this man back to where he first started when he came back and faced Seth and Hell in a Cell, and then, of course, came back and won the Royal Rumble. And it's almost like he believes that Brock is unsure about him. And I can understand why. But what I love about this is truly a story of resilience. This is truly a story of, I know what I need to do, and I know I had Roman's number. We're not going to deny that. We're not going to deny who's the better wrestler. We're not going to deny that Solo and others in the past and present have saved Roman from someone like a Cody Rhodes. And I think it's going to happen eventually. Any thoughts on Cody Rhodes before we move on?
It's more so of like, of course, we know the situation with Roman. Yes.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, with Brock doing what he did, still trying to figure out exactly what was the reason why or behind it. But I know that we'll figure it out probably next week. But with Cody, I mean, I think he understands the fact that there are going to be various different obstacles that he's going to have to go through in order to beat Roman. That means that facing people who Roman has beaten before or has beaten on his however much long he's been holding his damn title, which I can care less about the number. I just want this shit to be over with. But it's feel like he's going to be going through all these different people who were Roman's tough opponents. And honestly, this is a goddamn John Cena showcase, basically, with Cody Rhodes. This is a showcase. This is me. This is Cody going through different opponents that Roman has faced just to figure out how he can beat him. But he's going to have to outnumber the Bloodline. Mm-hmm. It's a must. Mm-hmm. Right now, you can say that it's even. I mean, you do have, you know, Kevin, you got Sammy, and you have Riddle, and you got Cody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But hell, who the fuck knows? The Bloodline can bring in some new people that you don't even know about. They did the same thing that happened at Clash at the Castle with Drew. Just we thought that the Usos were not going to be there at all whatsoever. Here the fuck comes Solo out of nowhere, and Roman is still champion. So, like, it's like, we're not going to act like Roman is not beatable, because he is. Let's be honest. Roman is very beatable. I want people to stop acting like he's not, because he is. Roman would have been beaten at WrestleMania if Solo never came the fuck back out.
I think Roman is, like you said, he's not unbeatable. He's unstoppable. Mm-hmm. And he's not unstoppable only because of him. He's unstoppable because of the forces that he's built. And there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. I think it's smart. But when you say that this man can't be beaten, he just can't be stopped. Mm-hmm. So,
well, a lot of people feel like he can't be beaten, because I always question is, well, who's next to beat Roman? Who's next to dethrone Roman? It's more so who else is there to align themselves with the person who's the next challenger to take out the real problems, which happens to be the Usos, which happens to be Solo Sikoa. Because without those three, Roman can lose at any time.
I say it's Baron Corbin.
And where the hell is Baron Corbin?
I have no idea.
Flipping ribs on the grill.
He is. That man can cook. Can. We also we also move on to the AFA Academy, taking on the Usos, as we mentioned earlier before. This was a great showing, and I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to leave it at that. Y'all, and I've said this before, y'all gonna put some respect on Chad Gable. Like, moving forward, we're not gonna ever make it seem like this man doesn't deserve like an opportunity to really like show the hell out. And he does. Don't get me wrong. He definitely does. Anytime on Raw is great, right? Don't get me wrong. Anytime he shows up, he shows out. But I would love for him to get a singles run. And I think what they're doing with Otis, they can break away. It's okay. But of course, they did suffer the loss to the Usos. But great match. Great showing between Chad Gable and Jey Uso. Some amazing chemistry. Two of the most well-rounded athletes, in my opinion, on this roster that can work with literally anybody. But of course, we have to get back to the women. We had Meechan versus Io and Piper Niven. Who I know you were rooting for Mia Yim in this situation. Who were you like? Who did you expect to win? Was it Io, or did you think Piper, or did you feel like it was just even?
I felt like it could have went through either one of these girls. I say less of Piper because I mean, even though she was Doudrop at the time, she still has had an opportunity with Bianca Belair. Versus where you have like Meechan, who is coming back into Dota E. You know, she hasn't really been doing much. I think that would have been a great opportunity for her as well. But when you think of Io Sky and her coming back with Damage Control, being a tag team champion, being the faction, it's about that time where she is able to get that singles opportunity to challenge Bianca. You know what I'm saying, for the title and everything like that, which I absolutely don't mind it because Io and Bianca have amazing chemistry together. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact that it's going to be a crazy match. Now, how the outcome is going to be, it could into the downfall, continuing of the downfall of Damage Control. It really could, because Dakota jumped right in the ring, extremely happy. And Bayley just kind of like, damn, that bitch really did it. But that bitch really did it.
She was really looking at the side of the ring like, yeah, I'm gonna be her ass for real.
Like, I mean, and Bayley, you can't really be mad because you've had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to get this title off Bianca Belair, and each time you have lost. Even when you had the half of Damage Control, you still lost.
Yeah.
Still lost. So I don't think that Io will win. But I do know that her and Bianca will have a great match.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But. And that's a great way to honestly look at it at this point. But yes, phenomenal match. I think that all three of these women had a great showing. I will say Meechan, for the most part, carried the match, in my opinion. There were some great spots. There were some times where I thought she was going to go over. I think any of these women are great contenders for Bianca. But like I said, no matter who wins, I have no doubt in my mind that Bianca is going to walk away from this match and from other matches until SummerSlam. I just, me personally, I don't want to hear it until Charlotte. That's it. I don't care who y'all have for Bianca. Until then, she's going to keep retaining. She's going to keep giving us those five-star matches. And that's what we like, you know? That's just that on that. Next week on Monday Night Raw, The Beast is back. And with that being said, before we get into our main event, we will be right back in, you know, like a minute or so. So stay tuned on Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
Hey peeps, TK Trinidad here, boss lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw Post Show, WOW Post Show, AEW Dynamite Post Show, Women's Wrestling Army Post Show, NXT Post Show, Impact Wrestling Post Show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live Post Show, On the Scroll, ROH Post Show, WWT Live, plus all of our interviews with the hottest women's wrestlers in the game. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com and follow us on all social media platforms at www.talkpod, and make sure to spread the word. That means send this to the group chat. Yes, even the person with the green bubble. Thanks again so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. That's the best one. But yes, thank you for supporting. Watch all of our shows as well. And then, of course, we get to the main event of tonight, Kevin Owens versus Solo. And not much to say, honestly. These two have been, well, Kevin, obviously, impressive for years and years and years to come. But also Solo, you know, kind of not new, but still, you know, he found his way pretty quickly. But tonight was very interesting because Solo did get the victory. Mm-hmm. And to me, I didn't really like that, but I can see why. But then again, he is a tag team champion. It's just a lot going on. But then after the match, the odds are even. Sami Zayn and Riddle, Matt Riddle, come out and defend Kevin Owens. Mm-hmm. And so now, kind of in a sense, the odds are, you know, the odds are in everyone's favor at this point. The odds are even. So I personally think next week either opens the show or we close the show with a six-man tag.
It's very possible. Right. I mean, because allegedly, Sammy, before his match, he talked to Byron. And, you know, of course, it's all about, like, mm-hmm. well, you know, my leg situation, Solo, is the reason why I was hurt last week, and I couldn't actually come out there to help Sammy in any kind of way. Then I come back this week, and, like, there's traveling issues, Sammy and Riddle not even here, and stuff like that. And it's just like, well, now they come out. I mean, they was full force running from the parking lot. And they came out to help, you know, even the odds with Sam. And I think that's really good because now it's like, it's not like they're outnumbered anymore. They have somebody. And a lot of people are asking, well, why Riddle is here? Why would Riddle is here? Well, if you can remember, Riddle was taken out by Solo. So this is why Riddle is here, because of Solo taking him out a couple of months ago. So it literally writes itself. It's literally right there in the face. You know what I'm saying? How long was Sammy and Riddle waiting at the airport? That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I've never been to an airport before, so I can't give you that answer.
That's true. With that being said, that is everything that we have for you on Monday Night Raw tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed the show as we did. I know a lot of shit was talked last week's show. I was there, so I was biased, but I'm gonna be honest. It was a great show. Y'all are just overdoing it. I feel like, I think a lot of high expectation coming off of Mania, and that's fine, but we have to grow out of that when we know that there are other outlets, there's other things going on, there's other controls. Just enjoy the product. I mean, God forbid, we got Theory versus Rey Mysterio. Like, y'all sent me last week.
I mean, that's cool and all, but we was looking for a return. So
that's the problem. Y'all got Matt Riddle, and that was.
Yeah, nobody asked for that.
That was good enough.
You got Matt Riddle.
Listen, I was fine with it. I didn't give a damn who come out. To be honest, let me tell you something. Triple H was there. That was my whole childhood was set. I didn't give a damn who they were having. Rhea was a surprise popping up on Bianca. I really liked that. Well, I liked seeing it, but I did not like it from a producer standpoint. And other than that, I mean, they could have kept the Elias match. They could have kept that Omos. They could have kept just a lot of other things were just kind of scrambled. But overall, I was fine. The Brock spot was just wild. Like, I don't think no one really saw that coming. Maybe, but not in that capacity. But yes, I don't know. We will be back on Thursday night because we have a huge prediction show that we will be doing for Rebellion.
I totally forgot that
For Rebellion. And then, well, yes.
Yeah, so Rebellion is Sunday.
Yes, and then after the show, which I have a busy schedule on Sunday, but after Rebellion, we'll be doing a post show as well. And it won't be that long either. It'll probably be 11:30, depending on everything. We just did the AEW All Access show too for episode 1 and 2 with me and Santana, Mika, Al, and Aisha. As well, it was a great show. We did that last night. We did Turnbuckle Glam last night as well, so make sure you check that out. WOW came on today, recap show, so make sure you watch that. And then for the rest of the week, make sure you check out the Dynamite Dolls on Wednesday and Santana and Stephanie on Friday. Shit. So, yeah, a lot going on. Check out the website. Girl. Check out the website. Make sure you, continue following and everything. Other than that, that's it, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Like I said, we will be back on Thursday for Rebellion and to talk each of the matches. And we also come up with, we find out what's going to happen with Mickie James.
I told y'all, she faking.
Yeah. She might not. Who knows? We'll see then. Thank you for tuning in to Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.